Now, joining me on the line all the way over from Canada is synth pop band leader, that is Bernard Fraser from Church of Trees, whose new album Pish Posh is out now. So, is it good morning for you?
It is good morning, yes. It's 7:30 a.m.
You're
in Ottawa. Yes.
You have got such a great voice for radio, Bernard. You really have. I should get you to do a few links for me at the end while you're here. Now, we've been kind of speaking to each other for years, because I know you featured a lot on Rob Harvey's show here on Phoenix FM.
That's right. In fact, Rob was one of the very first presenters in the entire world to play Church of Trees back in 2017.
When did you first discover your love for music?
Oh, Michelle, I think that's part of my DNA. I think I came out of the womb playing air guitar. Yeah. It's always been a part of me. I remember, you know, how they take class photos in your early years in grade school. I was in grade 2, so I was about 6 or 7, and my class photo, I'm playing air guitar. So I think music has always been part of me.
And who were your inspirations growing up? Are there any great guitar heroes for you?
Guitar heroes? Well, gosh. Well, I mean, of course, you know, Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin, Jeff Beck. But really, musically, you just played one of them, Gary Numan. He's been a huge influence on me. But David Bowie, I think, has probably been the overarching model for my musical career. I've been following him right back to his early years.
You were saying about Gary Numan, it's in a sort of the way the music industry is now, it's very unusual to get anything that kind of leaps out of you that is so different. So tell us how you felt the first time you heard Gary Numan, because it was extraordinary.
Oh, gosh. You know, Gary's music was just so different from everything we'd been listening to on the radio up to that point. You know, it was it's kind of like David Bowie. He was like an alien being, you know, and he was bringing this sort of new musical language to us. And I can't tell you how excited I was to hear my first synthesizers and to hear his voice. And he certainly urged so many of us on to start playing keyboards and start writing music.
So if we will get to Church of Trees in a while, but what was before Church of Trees for you?
Oh, I've had many, many bands over the years, but primarily it's been in sort of that synth pop genre. We had a band back in the 90s called News from the Roof, and we won a couple of awards for our music here in Canada, but it really didn't get outside of Canada. But it's always been kind of synth-based, to be honest with you.
Now, your debut for Church of Trees was in 2017, and that actually charted in Japan, UK, and across Canada. So how did that feel for a debut?
Oh, extraordinary. I mean, I remember that the very first play we got, our debut single is a song called Crumbs, and it was played in Tokyo, Japan. The very first FM airing was in Tokyo, and it was otherworldly. I mean, I've heard myself on Canadian radio in the past, but never outside of our borders. So it was really an extraordinary feeling to suddenly hear that, you know, we're being played in Tokyo and in London and Manchester and Liverpool, and just an awesome feeling.
Now, the question I should have asked before that was actually, how did the band or how did Church of Trees actually get together?
It started out as a project to write music for film and TV. A friend of mine here in Canada said, you know, you should try to shake things up and get together with somebody who's completely different from you and somebody who's much younger than you. And I met this young woman who was a singer-songwriter here in Canada named Felicity DeCarl. And she was at the time 21. and was listening to music that I had really never listened to, Beach House and Grimes and people like that. And so we got together, and I told her that I wanted her to really sort of shake up my world, musically speaking, and turn me on to other things. And so we got together to write music for film and TV, and that really didn't pan out too well. But what we discovered is that we had a really interesting sound, and that maybe we should put together a band and put out an album and start playing. So we did.
Now, you released The Dark and the Light in 2018. You're very, very busy with writing songs, by the way. 2020, you had New Bold Dawn, which was then followed by Paul's. And then you got to work with rock legend Carol Pope. How did you two get to collaborate together?
That was through a mutual friend of ours, Rob Pruse. Rob Pruse is from here in North America, a pretty famous band called The Spoons. He was also in another band called Honeymoon Suite, which is featured on the first Lethal Weapon movie. That one of their songs was the theme to the Lethal Weapon film. And anyways, Rob had been working with Carol for probably a good 10 years. And of course, she was a hero of mine. I've been listening to her since their first album in the very early 80s. And she's quite a legend here in Canada. And so he had been working with her for a while. And he said, why don't you write a song for Carol? And one of the, you know, I have a knack for hearing people's voices in my head, and perhaps I should be seen about that. But I could hear Carol's voice in my head. So I wrote a lyric and a melody that really matched her inflections, her vocal personality. And we sent it to her. And within a couple of days, she said, I love this song. Let's record it. And we spent the better part of last year promoting that song and our new album. And she was a real pleasure to work with.
When you actually sit down to write songs, or if you do sit down to write songs, do you get lyrics and melodies coming into your head? Do you have to be in the studio to write it? Or can stuff just hit you, music just hit you, ideas anytime, anywhere?
Oh, you know, music can hit you, lyrics, music, the whole thing can hit you from anywhere, really. I will be driving in the car, and which can be rather unsafe at times. But luckily, we have these lovely little recording devices on our phones. So it's, you know, pretty easy to capture a melody or a lyric or something as you're sort of in transit. But it really comes from anywhere at any time. I can wake up at 3 a.m. with something in my head and just jot it down, and hopefully it will, you know, it will stay there until the morning when I can actually do something about it. But it comes from all over.
Do you, for you, is there one song that you've written that is your favorite, or do you can't pick?
Oh gosh, my favorite. You know, for personal reasons, there's a song on our new album called Oxygen that I wrote for my wife, and it's basically a love letter to my wife. You know, we as men can sometimes carry on this macho facade, and you know, we're rather unfeeling dudes. But once in a while, it's nice to sort of strip away that macho facade, and you know, get down to the nitty gritty and speak your truth, as it were. Yeah. So, Oxygen is me speaking my truth to my wife.
What would you do if you were not a musician?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I don't know if I could exist without, you know, music is such a part of me that I don't know if I could exist without music. Mm. You know, maybe a poet, I would say artist, but I'm such a bad painter that I would be a tragically failed artist.
As most are. as most are, yeah, knowing a few indeed. Painters in my time. Now, the new album is called Pish Posh. Where did you get that name from?
Oh, you know, Michelle, I am such a huge fan of British TV.
Yeah.
I watch Coronation Street virtually every day, and I'm glued to it. And there are phrases that you folks use in Britain that just stick. And Pish Posh is one of those. I just love the sense of, oh, no, you know, I would never say, oh, nonsense. I'd rather say, oh, Pish Posh.
Oh, do you know what? I thought it might mean something else in Canadian, because I thought that's something us Brits would say, definitely. So it's come from Coronation Street.
Indeed, yes.
Ah, excellent. Now, tell us about the new album, which is called Pish Posh, we just said. Tell us about some of the tracks and where you've recorded it and who you've collaborated with on this.
The new album, Pish Posh, features Stella Panacci on vocals. And Stella is somebody that I've wanted to work with for several years. She is a longtime friend of Jordan Zadorozny, who is our co-producer on the album. Jordan has worked with Courtney Love of Hole and Lindsey Buckingham of Fleetwood Mac and Chris Cornell of Soundgarden. And he has his own fantastic band called Blinker the Star. And Stella has been working with him for many, many years and sung vocals on Blink of the Star. They have their own project called The Angry Moon. And, you know, it seems like it's the perennial question for Church of Trees is who's going to sing on the new album? You might have noticed that we have sort of different vocalists on virtually every new album. Mm-hmm. So when I queried Jordan, he said, well, why don't you reach out to Stella? And I kind of thought Stella might be sort of, you know, a little too above me. But it turns out she absolutely loved the synth pop genre, loves my songs, and was ready and willing to dive in. And she did so wonderfully. And really, it's Pish Posh is a collection of mostly synth pop. But I do, as I did at the end of the last album, Pause, I sort of venture into ambient music territory, more Brian Eno, Robert Fripp, Harold Budd. So the last song, the title song, Pish Posh, is kind of an 8-minute, 45-second opus that is, it's more about exploring experimental music. So it's nice to be able to venture away from synth pop for a little bit. But yeah, as I say, for the most part, it's a collection of really sort of upbeat synth pop songs.
Is there any plans to do a tour, or is what's the situation like? Because I know over here we're just starting to get our live music back, and I think Christine Aguilera says she's coming back to do some gigs here. So is that going to be something that you're looking to do, or you can do at the moment over in Canada?
Well, it's a little bit different here in Canada. We're still, you know, a little leery about opening up fully. I know in Ontario, where I am, which is more sort of central eastern Canada, we're planning to open up at sometime in February to sort of 50% capacity. I'd be leery of starting to tour yet because I think it's still too early. But, you know, back before COVID began, we were actually planning to come to the UK and play in London and play in Manchester and Liverpool. And so COVID really put the kibosh on our plans. Yeah. So I think as soon as it opens up in earnest and everybody feels safe, yeah, we would love to jump out and start playing live for sure.
Excellent. Now we're going to end the interview with Believe It or Not, which I've been playing out on the show. Before we do, Facebook, it's Church of Trees, nice and easy to remember. Instagram is Church_of_trees, and Twitter is Church of Trees. So you picked out a good name there, Bernard. It's a good
name.
Thank you. You know, you can't get mixed up with anybody else. So we're going to play, we're going to finish on Believe It or Not. Tell us about this track.
You know, Believe It or Not is one of those tracks where it's very upbeat. It's sort of, you know, influenced by a lot of, you know, me listening to Depeche Mode because I love Depeche Mode. So there's a groove there that's sort of similar to earlier Depeche Mode. But it's one of those songs that's interesting because the lyric isn't upbeat like the music is. The lyric is actually more about self-awareness. And, you know, sometimes when you sort of explore who you are in the face of other people, you can, you know, realize some of your foibles. And I know, you know, some of us who come from not so happy homes, you know, from our childhood, carry with us a lot of issues. Mm-hmm. And I was exploring those issues, and sometimes you can go in really deep and dark places. So it's about the sort of those dark places that you can go to in your mind when you're, you know, thinking about your place in the world and in trying to, you know, become more self-aware and become a better person, I guess.
Thank you. It's wonderful to actually catch up with you after all these years. So I'll speak to you again hopefully soon. Don't forget the new album is out now called Pish Posh, and this is the current single. This is Believe It or Not by Church of Trees. Have a great day, Bernard. Thanks a lot.
You too. Thanks so much, Michelle.